Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Being You, A New Science of Consciousness, Anil Seth, a leading neuroscientist, brings forth a revolutionary perspective on the study and experience of consciousness. Seth embarks on a fascinating journey that challenges the traditional boundaries between the self and the world, the brain and the mind, and what it means to be alive. Through a blend of neuroscience, philosophy, and personal insight, Seth presents a compelling case for how our perception of reality is constructed by the brain. By interweaving research findings with accessible explanations, Seth invites readers to rethink everything they thought they knew about consciousness. This book is not just a scientific exploration. It's a profound invitation to look inward, question our assumptions, and understand our place in the vast tapestry of existence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of consciousness. Anil Seth dives deep into the complex nature of consciousness, challenging the traditional notion that consciousness is merely a passive experience. Instead, he proposes that consciousness arises from our brain's active inference and prediction of the world around us. Seth illustrates this concept with cutting-edge research, showing how the brain continuously generates and updates a model of the world based on sensory inputs. This predictive processing framework suggests that what we perceive as reality is essentially a controlled hallucination, where our brains anticipate and shape our experiences. By understanding consciousness as an active, constructive process, Seth shifts the focus from a search for consciousness in the brain to understanding the processes that give rise to it. Secondly, perception as a controlled hallucination. Expanding on the theory of predictive processing, Seth describes perception not as a direct window to the world, but as a controlled hallucination, where our brains anticipate and shape our sensory experiences. This idea radically changes our understanding of how we interpret our environment, suggesting that our perceptions are as much about the brain's expectations and predictions as they are about the external stimuli. Seth supports this claim with experimental evidence showing how easily our perceptions can be manipulated, leading to illusions and distortions. By recognizing that our experience of reality is constructed by our brain's predictions, Seth opens new avenues for understanding the flexibility and subjectivity of human perception. Thirdly, selfhood and the constructed self. One of the most poignant aspects of Seth's exploration is the concept of selfhood. Contrary to the intuitive belief in a consistent, singular self, Seth argues that the self is a construct continuously generated by our brains to maintain a sense of agency and identity. This notion extends from the idea that our brains are prediction machines, constantly creating narratives and models to navigate the world. Seth delves into the neurological mechanisms that contribute to the feeling of being an I, including interoception, the sense of the internal state of the body, and embodiment. Understanding the self as a dynamic, constructed entity, rather than a fixed essence, has profound implications for addressing questions of personal identity, consciousness, and even mental health disorders. Fourthly, the experience of being a body. Seth takes readers on a journey to understand the conscious experience of being a body, emphasizing the significant role of interoception, the brain's perception of the body's internal states. He argues that our sense of being a body, of being an embodied self, arises from the brain's interpretation of sensory signals from the body in relation to its predictive models. This interplay not only shapes our moment-to-moment experiences, but also influences our emotions, sense of self, and our subjective experiences. By unraveling the complexities of how we perceive, control, and become aware of our bodies, Seth provides key insights into the deep connections between mind, body, and consciousness. Lastly, implications for understanding mental health. Anil Seth applies his theories on consciousness to provide new perspectives on mental health disorders. By viewing mental health through the lens of how individuals' brains model their reality and sense of self, Seth offers innovative approaches to understanding conditions like depression, anxiety, and schizophrenia. He suggests that disruptions in the brain's predictive processes and a breakdown in the sense of self can underlie many mental health disorders. These insights not only contribute to destigmatizing mental health issues, but also point towards potential new avenues for treatment and therapy, emphasizing the importance of considering the subjective experience of patients in mental health care. In conclusion, Anil Seth's Being You, A New Science of Consciousness, is a seminal work that boldly redefines our understanding of consciousness, perception, and the essence of being. It is a must-read for anyone interested in neuroscience, philosophy, or simply wishing to explore the mysteries of the self and consciousness. Seth's blend of scientific rigor with accessible narratives ensures that readers from all backgrounds will find the book enlightening and thought-provoking. By challenging traditional views and presenting groundbreaking insights, Seth offers a fresh perspective that enhances our understanding of the human mind and its interaction with the world. This book is particularly beneficial for those curious about the workings of the brain, individuals facing mental health challenges, and professionals in psychology and neuroscience seeking to broaden their understanding of consciousness. Ultimately, Being You illuminates the profound complexities of the human experience, encouraging readers to appreciate the marvels of consciousness and the intricacies of what it means to be alive. If you would like to support Anil Seth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.